Now let's begin with the first conversation. Number one.
Excuse me, do you know which apartment Sally Hill lives in?
Sally Hill? As far as I know, she doesn't live in this apartment complex at all.
What does the man imply about Sally Hill? Number two.
Roger, may I use your phone? I think mine is out of order.
Feel free.
What does Roger tell the woman? Number three.
Were you able to solve that math problem?
To tell you the truth, I found it simply impossible.
What does the man say about the math problem? Number four.
Uh-oh. Your roommate's making dinner again. Your kitchen is going to look like a tornado hit it.
Maybe not. Last night he cooked dinner and left the kitchen spick and span.
What does the man say his roommate did? Number five.
How did you learn so much about trees?
Mostly from my father. He studied forestry in college.
How did the man learn about trees? Number six.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. This is Brenda. Since you couldn't come to class today, I just thought I'd call to tell you what Professor Barkley told us. He said we're going to have to write a research paper.
Really? And how long do we have to finish it?
What does Tom ask Brenda? Number seven.
Julie certainly seems to like classical music.
She doesn't like just any classical music.
What does the woman imply about Julie? Number eight.
How did you do on Professor Dixon's history test?
Probably not too well. I skipped a couple of questions, and I didn't have time to go back to them.
What does the man say about the history test? Number nine.
I can't seem to get the lid off this glass jar.
Maybe you could heat it in some warm water.
What does the woman suggest? Number 10.
This desk must be an expensive antique.
It may look like that, but I got it for next to nothing.
What does the woman say about the desk?